This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Eight Pro Bowls, three-time All-Pro, sack master, Super Bowl champ, an interesting guy. Let's face it, he's going to be in Canton one day, and we all miss watching him pop up on the red zone or when we get a chance to see the Broncos in that prime window on CBS. Von Miller is on Tiki and Tierney here on CBS Sports Radio. What up, Von? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
We're doing okay.
Yeah, we're doing well.
Yeah, we were just talking about, you know, I don't know if you look at it this way, 1-3 is still 1-3, but, you know, with all the injuries, yourself and Drew Lock and Cortland Sutton and Philip Lindsay, you play the Titans very competitively, you play the Steelers very competitive, lost by 4 or 5 points to them. Again, 1-3 is not what you guys are striving for, but it's actually been pretty competitive. Where are the, as you watch from a distance, where are the Broncos right now? What should Bronco fans be thinking?
You know, I've never been in a position like this to just sit at home and, like, watch my team that I work, you know, all training camp with, you know. And, you know, sitting back and watching the guys, man, we play hard as hell, man. Like, we play hard as hell whether we winning, whether we losing. Whether it's second string guy, first string guy, whether it's the starters on the team or whether it's a guy that we just brought in. Like, it's just the culture here with the Denver Broncos. And, you know, I'm proud of my guys to, you know, see how hard they play. And, you know, we finally got a win. And that's the hardest part, is getting that first win. The rest of them will just, you know, keep on rolling. And, you know, I'm excited for the guys. You know, it's unfortunate that we've had all these injuries. You know, that's a part of the game. But, you know, for me, what's the beautiful part about it is we got guys that, you know, that have been cut, you know, three times by the Broncos, and we brought them back for their chance to, you know, be on the active roster and start. And, you know, we got guys like Deshaun, and, you know, we just brought back Darius Kilgore and Sylvester Williams. And, you know, we got all these guys with second chances with the Broncos, and I just think it's beautiful for them to, you know, be able to come back and be able to play and live out their professional football dream.
Yeah, no, and Vaughn, it's interesting the position that you're in right now after your ankle injury. You know, usually you have surgery or whatever the rehab is. You're in the facility. You're around it. You feel it. What are you allowed to do as it pertains to going over to the facility? Are you even allowed to go there right now because of the coronavirus?
I'm still in the protocol every single day. I go get tested every single day. And I do rehab. You know, every single day. And, you know, I got an ankle injury, and I just had surgery about a month ago. So right now I just got to keep it elevated. And it's hard to, you know, keep your foot elevated in the meeting room watching film. So,
yeah.
You know, right now, you know, I'm just going in, I'm doing rehab, and I'm coming home. But as soon as I can, like, you know, take off my brace and, you know, go out there and play, that's what I'm going to do.
By the way, Vaughn, you know, for those who might not remember, you went public, you were diagnosed, you were positive for COVID-19 over the summer, during the offseason. What are the first truly big stars to test positive? First of all, I mean, I'm sure you're feeling well now, but I don't know that we ever got a great sense of what exactly you went through. It seems like it's pretty unique for everybody. What was it like when you had it? Were you okay?
Yeah, it was tough. You know, it was definitely tough. And, you know, it was hard for me to get through that. Like, you know, it was definitely, you know, it's definitely real. It's definitely, you know, it's definitely challenging to get through. It took me about like 14 days to just get back to normal.
Wow.
And yeah, it's definitely real. I know it affects everybody differently, and, you know, it doesn't affect everybody the same. And I'm only talking from, you know, my perspective, man. It was tough for me. I have asthma. you know, it's being at altitude is already tough. And, you know, to have coronavirus on top of that, it was definitely tough.
Wow. So we're talking to the great Von Miller. One second. Von Miller, of course, Super Bowl champ and a future Hall of Famer, a lot of Pro Bowls, all pro, of course. We miss watching him play. He's with us here on the show.
You know, could you think you could have, you know, if you had to have played, I don't know, 2 weeks, you know, after testing positive, you have to recover for 2 weeks, you get back into the swing of things. Could you have played? Because I'm trying to imagine what's going to happen with, say, Cam Newton or any of these guys who have tested positive. Again, we don't know how it's going to hit them. Cam is supposedly asymptomatic right now. We don't know what negative effect it's going to have on their body. But could you have played if you had to come right back?
Good question.
Man, like I said, I can only speak from my experience. And with my experience, I lost so much weight. I lost so much weight not being able to eat. You know, with the coronavirus, you lose your sense of smell. You lose your sense of taste. And for me, that was a deal breaker for me. You know, I couldn't eat normally, and I ended up dropping, you know, weight within those 14 days. And, you know, if I dropped from 252 to 236, I don't think I'd be able to play that week. I don't think I'd be able to go out there and do what I do. And that's just me and just my position. If you're a cornerback or, you know, a quarterback, you know, that's different, you know. But for me, going in and wrestling around with, you know, 300 pounders at 236 pounds that I just lost in, you know, 14 days, I don't think I'd be able to do that.
Yeah, no, unless you could play middle linebacker. You play in the middle and standing up without your hand in the ground. Yeah,
put him in the slot, Teak. Put him on offense. You can play slot.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. As you see what's happening around the league, and, you know, this is not specific to the Broncos, but when you see, I don't know, the Tennessee Titans have this outbreak and, you know, the NFL issuing new protocols and it's transferred to you know, the Raiders have a couple of outbreaks. It's the Patriots. We know. Do you feel like the NFL is handling this well? Do you feel like it's in trouble? I don't think it's in trouble like yet, but it feels like it could get there. You see that?
You know, I mean, you got to look at it, guys. We're trying to play football in a pandemic, mm-hmm. and I think that's what we all wanted to do. We all across the board wanted to play football. Like, we all had the opportunity to opt out, and, you know, to do this and do that, but, you know, we all want to play football. We all want this to work, you know, and with that, you know, comes, you know, challenges. You know, it's a pandemic. You know, it's, you know, people are still getting coronavirus. We're going to have players that get the coronavirus as well. And I think, you know, the NFL has, you know, prepared for that, you know, and I don't think it's smart to think that we have a whole season and have, you know, nobody catch the coronavirus, you know, without a bubble or anything like that. I don't think it's smart to think that way.
Yeah.
You know, and the way the NFL was thinking is the right way of thinking. We put in protocols to keep everybody safe, even though we have, you know, we have contact tracers to see if anybody catches the virus. We can see who they've been around these last couple of days. And, you know, we have all of these things to keep everybody safe and play football. And this is what we have to do. This is the new normal, to play football. And, you know, we knew that guys were going to catch the coronavirus, and we knew it was going to be a chance of them having the virus at the facility. And, you know, I can't speak for the Tennessee Titans or anybody else, but I know with the Denver Broncos, you know, have went above and beyond of trying to keep everybody safe and trying to keep everybody with their masks, trying to keep the contract tracers on, getting everybody tested every single day, keeping, you know, exposure outside of the facility down. And I think, you know, with the Denver Broncos, we've been doing a great job with that, and I think if we continue to do that around the NFL, you know, we'll be able to finish this season. But, you know, we're playing football in a pandemic. Like, somebody's gonna get it. You know, we just got to be able to keep the numbers down as much as possible.
Totally with you. It's the great Von Miller, one of the great defensive players in the game for sure. Broncos star with us here on Teak and Tierney. So it's no surprise that one of the great players would team up with one of the great organizations, USAA. You've been involved with this organization for a while. Tell us exactly what you got going on. It's one of our favorites. We've had a lot of interaction, a lot of guests, a lot of luminaries that are connected to this. What exactly you got going on, Von?
I'm teamed up with USAA, the official NFL Salute Service partner, to encourage military members and veterans to enter the USAA Salute the Service sweepstakes. You can go to salutetheservice.com now through November 30th to enter. And the Salute the Service sweepstakes, you know, we have 5 grand prize winners who are members of the military community will win the ultimate fan cave experience. you know, it's a virtual experience where you could get a Skype call from an NFL player like myself, or, you know, we could play Call of Duty or anything nice. Like that. And, you know, going through rehab, you know, that's all I've been doing is playing Call of Duty every day. So to team up with some of the former veterans and, you know, the members of the military, I think that would be pretty cool from my end. You know, I'm looking forward to, you know, playing Call of Duty with those guys. So
yeah, that's phenomenal. Yeah, they're going to whoop you on that one, though.
Right, I hope they should.
They do it for real.
Oh, we're on the same team.
I got you.
I'm excited to go to work with those guys.
So that's sweet. Awesome. By the way, the website, salutetoservice.com. That's salutetoservice.com. Vaughn, I want to throw one thing about you about your quarterback here. Listen, this is the nature of the business. Josh Allen, Kyler Murray, Mahomes, Lamar. We dissect the young quarterbacks, of course. And we all know Drew Locke's got a cannon. I mean, he can fling it. You've been around the game a while. You know his pluses. You know any weaknesses maybe. Do you believe that he is absolutely the long-term answer? Is he the future for the Broncos at that position? Or is there still some questions that need to be answered with Drew Locke?
In my eyes, guys, like, Drew is the guy. And Drew's been the guy, like, you know, since day one, since I first seen him. You know, I think I saw him throw – my first time seeing him throw a football, he was he had just got drafted, and he had a suit on still. And he threw the ball, like, for the cameras and, like, the photos and stuff. And I was like, yep, that's the guy.
Oh, nice.
I'm like, yeah, that's the guy, man. And just being in the locker room with him and, you know, just being around him, he just has the superstar glow about him. And, you know, in my eyes, in my opinion, man, Drew's the guy, man. Drew, we got Cortland Sutton, we got KJ Hamler, Jerry Jeudy, man. Like, in my eyes, man, it's not too much more that, you know, they can do on that side.
You
know,
More time together,
more time to gel, you know, it'd be perfect for any offense. But, you know, in my eyes, Drew's the guy, man. He's going to get it done for us.
Salutetoservice.com. One of the greats in the game. Vaughn, great having you on the show, man. Appreciate it. Glad you're feeling better. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, get healthy. Right, Look forward to seeing you again out there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.